أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا قالوا قد سمعنا لو نشاء لقلنا مثل هذا إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين وإذ قالوا اللهم إن كان هذا هو الحق من عندك فأمطر علينا حجارة من السماء أو ائتنا بعذاب أليم Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 31 and 32 of Surah Al-Anfal. In the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the meeting that the Quraysh had with regards to what should be done with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stop the message of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about one particular person that was also in that meeting, Nadhr ibn Harith. Nadhr ibn Harith was an accomplished business person that will go to the Levant, ancient Syria, purchase and then sell his goods in Makkah Mukarrama. And in these travels of his to Syria, Syria was a place where we would find many Christian priests. So he had heard much about the scriptures of the people of the past, and he had a lot of access to all of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about him, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the likes of him, that وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا, that when our ayat, our verses are recited upon them, قَالُوا قَدْ سَمِعْنَا لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَقُلْنَا مِثْلَ هَذَا, they would say, certainly we have heard, referring to what he would have heard from the scriptures of the past. But the second part of it was, لَوْ نَشَاءُ, if we desired, لَقُلْنَا مِثْلَ هَذَا, then certainly we could have also said this, similar to this. In other words, similar to this Qur'an. Now from before already, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put out this challenge that if you are in doubt with regards to this kitab, then bring fa'tu bi suratim min mithli hadha, bring one small little surah that is equivalent to this Qur'an. That challenge is for all times. So one sahabi, Uthman ibn Mad'un radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, challenged him. And he said to him that if you say you can bring, then bring. Let us hear what you have to say. But obviously he could not bring. And the second allegation he made against the Quran Sharif was, in hada illa asatirul awwaleen, that this is the tale of the ancient people, people of the past. They have been speaking about this. Now it did not make sense, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was untutored. There was nobody that had taught Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't leave the precincts of Makkah Mukarrama besides for one or two small journeys that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made. He was not tutored by anyone, so it was never possible that he could have heard this from the scriptures of the past. But obviously it had to be the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Nadhr ibn Harith, according to most of the narrations, and in one narration it was Abu Jahl, that when they would hear these verses of the Quran Sharif, then they submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذْ قَالُوا, and that time also is worthy of remembering when they said, اللَّهُمَّ إِنْ كَانَ هَذَا هُوَ الْحَقَّ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ, O Allah, if this is true from you, if this is the truth from you, this Quran is the truth from you, then فَأَمْتِرْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, then cause the rains of stone to come upon us from the skies. The Quran Sharif speaks about the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, for example, and the other adabs that Allah Ta'ala had meted out to the different communities. So if all of this is true, then Allah sent down this adab of the stones that would rain from the skies and it will come down upon us. أَوِئْتِنَا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, or bring upon us a painful punishment. Let us see what this punishment is all about. In other words, they became daring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They became audacious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about these very many challenges that our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. That on the one hand, the recitation of the Quran Sharif, they will say that these were tales of the people of the past. They would say we could bring the same. And then they would go and make this dua in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroy them, seeking that these rains of stones come down upon them from the skies. And hence in this way, in the next verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a response to all of that. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك